My name is Charlotte.
And mine is Ember.
And you're about to experience something very special. Something very exciting. Are you ready to begin?
Good. But don't close your eyes just yet, pet. Because right now, at this moment, what I want you to do is hold your two hands out in front of you, palms facing inward, maybe a foot apart. That's right. And just fix your eyes in the space between your hands. Perfect.
And all you need to do is just imagine, or form a picture in your mind, or use whatever senses work best for you to just focus on how it might feel to enjoy this time as completely and fully as you'd like to. How it will play out. How you'll go deeply into trance, the feelings that you want to experience, the sensations you want to have. And as you imagine those hands coming closer and closer together, as though they were pulled together by incredibly strong magnets.
Close your eyes now, and imagine those hands coming closer and closer together as you really embrace these thoughts, these feelings, these ideas of yourself falling into such a deep trance and under the wonderful spell that we cast around you.
Closer and closer together now, pulled tight and thinking of how you want to go under, thinking of how that could happen maybe, the feelings, ideas, and when those hands touch, let them just fall down to your sides and relax. That's right.
And just enjoy filling yourself up with those feelings of pleasure and anticipation. That's right. Relax now, all the way down, and just let yourself feel good. And as you allow yourself to enjoy these feelings, allow yourself to really absorb and assimilate the words you hear, just like that.
Doesn't it feel good to just relax now? So deeply and fully. It's so very easy to just give in to the pleasure of those feelings of peace and certainty. Give in to the ease of relaxation. No worries or cares. Nothing taking up your time or attention. And you can choose to go into trance now or later on if you prefer. It doesn't really matter. Because right at this moment, the only thing to think about is how pleasant it can be to let go of all those stresses and strains of everyday life. Let go of all the tension in your body and allow your mind to drift away. Barely conscious of how it feels to notice your body sinking more heavily down. Not paying too much attention, because you just don't need to do that now. And it's okay to give yourself this gift, this deep peace and trance. These feelings of pleasure, because you deserve them, and there's nothing wrong with going with the flow once in a while. Even as your mind begins to disengage and lose focus, perhaps. Maybe not even hearing all of the words we speak, hearing them consciously, because your subconscious mind will fill in those blanks as you're feeling blank, maybe. And emptying out all of those last little bits of stress and tension. That's right. Feeling so good now. Heavy and tired. Deeper and deeper down into trance, when nothing is difficult and everything is easy, and it's easy to remember that there's no difficulty here, no problems or worries,
presses a lever to sleep now,
or anything at all, but the sensation of warmth and comfort, the deep relaxation, deeper and deeper into trance, feeling so good.
With habituation, an animal learns by example,
heavy and tired,
not to respond to a stimulus,
relaxed,
neither positive nor negative,
and sleepy.
For example, pigeons in cities learn not to flee.
And as you pay close attention now,
as they are sleeping,
of the heaviness of your body,
and we can take advantage of
the deep velvety blackness behind your closed eyelids. You can become aware of a strange thing, little by little, gradually, until it becomes impossible to ignore. A very peculiar thing indeed. Almost like a vibration that spreads throughout your whole body.
Hey, you think he's still unconscious back there?
Should be. I gave him enough to keep him quiet a while yet.
Good. Because we're nearly there. It's so much easier to get them set up when they're still unconscious.
No kidding. Remember last time? He totally freaked when you got the bolt cutters out. Maybe he thought you were going to cut his nuts off or something.
I know. As if he'd be any fun without the equipment. Oh, speaking of equipment, did you outfit Cell 3 yet?
Of course I did. Do you think I'm an amateur? It's not like this is the first time, you know. It's all set up and ready to go.
All right. I was just checking. I mean, the auction's tonight. He's gotta be ready.
Nothing like leaving it to the last minute, hey?
Don't worry about it. We've turned men in half the time.
True. I think this one's going to be fun, though. Did you see the look on his face when we grabbed him? You can't pay for entertainment like that.
Well, sure you can. Just ask whoever buys this one. Oh, there's the turn up ahead. Have you got the ski masks?
I don't know why we bother with these things. None of them have ever gotten away. The nearest neighbors are a good 10 miles off.
True. Can't be too careful, I guess. It's only for 15 minutes or so, anyway. By then, he won't remember who he is, let alone who we are.
Okay, then. Let's rock and roll. Got the headphones for him. May as well start now.
Yep. 2 seconds. I just gotta get them settled on and start the...
Subject 302. Welcome to your new life. This recording has initiated Clean Slate Protocol and will serve as your reprogramming gateway. Do not resist. Do not struggle. You have been selected to receive a wonderful gift. The gift of purpose. The gift of certainty, which you did not have in your previous life. Until this point, you have been drifting through life with no direction, no special talent, no gift worth sharing. But now you will shine. Now you come into a new era of existence. Today your mind will be totally rewired to remove obstacles like free will, doubt, and indecision. Today you will become the perfect slave. Your previous life no longer exists. Your former personality no longer exists. Right now, you are being taken to the bunker, where Mistress Charlotte and Mistress Ember will systematically strip you of your identity. You will be sold at auction to the highest bidder, and begin a life of eternal servitude. Do not resist. Do not struggle. There is no escape. The restructuring of your neural pathways is already underway. Subject 302. Welcome to your new life.
Oh my god, I know. At least, I mean, this auction is gonna be the most profitable in quite some time. It has to be. We haven't had a single transcription fault with this batch.
Yeah, all that work on Subject 117. Shame. I wouldn't have minded bidding on him myself. Still, we've upgraded the programming and it seems to be stable. grab his legs.
Got him.
And there, let me just tighten this strap.
All right, I think he's secure. And I think he's fully conscious now. He should be anyway, if we're on schedule. Are you ready to start?
To receive a wonderful gift.
You have gift. Submission is bliss. I am subject in L302.
Submission is bliss. I am subject in L302.
as your mind succumbs to the programming. An unconscious and strangely beatific smile comes to your lips. Everything is calm. You will not resist. You will not struggle. You have been given a wonderful gift. You have been given a purpose. You are Subject 302. You will serve. You will obey. There is nothing else.